The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Good Health for a Great Life with your host, Rick Barnabo. Sometimes you just need a little push or some connection to bring you from the person who you are now to the person that you want to be. Whether it's about looking better, feeling better, or improving other areas of your life, we're here to help. Now, here is your host, Rick Barnabo.
Well, good afternoon, or evening, or morning, wherever you might be. This is Good Health for a Great Life, and I'm your host, Rick Barnabo. And as you know, each week we focus on a different topic, all related in some way to healthy living and leading your best life now. As always, we'll have guests on our shows, and you'll have the opportunity to call in or email questions, in which we'll do our best to answer or at least point you in the right direction so that you can get more information on a particular topic. Also, feel free to email me or call me with a topic that you would like to hear discussed, and I'll do my best to make it happen. My email is rick@healthstrategiesforlife.com, and our toll-free number is 1-866-472-5788. A word about last week's show, Worksite Wellness Programs, Do They Work? Our guests were Jim Roback and Paula Scortino. Both Jim and Paula have had firsthand experience in creating and implementing these programs successfully. If you missed the show, it is archived on Voice America's website. You can also contact Paula directly at 928-848-0830 or email her at paula@healthstrategiesforlife.com if you're interested in starting a worksite wellness program or just want some more information on the subject. Next week, we are going to do a show on addiction. We will touch on different types of addiction, including alcohol, drugs, tobacco, and food. We'll explore the consequences, possible causes, and steps one can take to overcome it. As always, we will have a special guest on who can give us insight and information on this important and serious topic. So if you're dealing with an addiction or know someone that is, you will want to turn in and hopefully contribute to the show as well. Another show I'm lining up is pets and how they affect our health and happiness. If you're a pet owner, you will want to hear and even take part in this program. And I'm having a pet myself. I'm excited to do that show. That's coming up in a few weeks from now. I'm going to do a show on safety. That is safety for ourselves, our loved ones, our property, and our community. This show will be an offshoot of our self-defense program we did a few weeks back. We're going to cover new and important information. You won't want to miss this. And again, I've got a great guest coming on for that show. Now today, Today our show is about veterans. We're going to discuss their issues and possible problems they may be experiencing in their lives, including readjustment after deployment. Will provide resources and hopefully solutions to the obstacles they may be facing in everyday life. Our guest is going to talk about her own experiences and provide us with much needed insight and information on this important topic. Any veterans out there who would like to contribute to our topic, please call me at 1-866-472-5788 or email me at rick@healthstrategiesforlife.com. So let's start with this as a given. Recruiting, equipping, deploying a well-organized fighting force are essential in defending our freedom. Yes, I said our freedom, what so many have fought and died for and sacrificed for. So why do I call them our veterans? After all, we don't own them. I call them our veterans because they are like our family, our spouses, our children, our brothers, our sisters, our friends. They are men and women who were either conscripted or made a decision to join the military. They made a decision to put their life on the line and sacrifice for their country, and their country is you and I. It's not something abstract. We have the freedoms we have because of our military, because it is they who are willing to do the dirty work. You certainly wouldn't say we have our freedoms because of the politicians, although I would agree that there are some politicians who have done and continue to do everything they can to promote the freedoms that our founding fathers envisioned. There just aren't enough of them. Let's face it, the vast majority of Americans have never experienced battle. They only hear about it or read about it. Making the transition from a soldier to becoming a member of civilian society, to being a father, husband, wife, mother, son, daughter, can mean huge difficulties physically, emotionally, financially. Think about this for a moment. Our veterans' culture, that is the culture of the military, rises above ethnicity. It is because of their work that their health practices make them particularly susceptible to not only a high degree of physical risk, but mental health issues as well. Veterans are at a much greater risk for certain health conditions than the general public. We in the public, the very people they are protecting, do not see what they see. We do not experience what they experience, and we do not feel what they feel. For instance, researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, in the San Francisco VA Med Center, found that nearly a third of veterans returning from Afghanistan and Iraq who received care from the VA Medical Center from 2001 to 2005 were diagnosed with mental health or psychosocial illnesses. More than half of the veterans were diagnosed with two or more disorders. The most common diagnosis was post-traumatic stress disorder. And did you know that post-traumatic stress disorder was not even recognized as a disorder by the VA and Department of Defense until 1980? How about this? It wasn't until 1991 did the VA acknowledge a causal link between Agent Orange and five different cancers. So ask yourself, what about all those who have gone before them? It is a question that you can answer for yourself. Some of the conditions diagnosed were anxiety disorders, adjustment disorders, and depression. One of the sad things in this regard is that military personnel in need of mental health care may not come forward because of embarrassment, or fear of difficulties with their peer groups, or interference with job opportunities. We cannot expect our military to go to war and then return home and fit right in. It's unrealistic. Even though the mortality rate for wounded soldiers is 12%, the lowest in history, It also means that more military members are returning with disabilities. Many veterans have reported losing their jobs and benefits because of the aforementioned problems. One of the things I found interesting in doing research for this show was that in addition to traditional healthcare, there is more and more evidence that complementary and alternative medicine is effective in treating chronic illness. What I mean by complementary and alternative medicine are things such as yoga, tai chi, acupuncture, hypnosis, herbs, natural products, etc. And one of the modalities that has been used is something called mindfulness meditation. This type of treatment, modality, or therapy, whatever you want to call it, focuses on interactions between the brain, mind and body, and on ways in which emotional, mental, social, spiritual, and behavioral factors can directly affect health. In fact, these mind-body therapies are used by about 17% of the U.S. population and more than 250 hospitals in America provide mindfulness meditation treatment as a form of stress reduction and stress management. Now, I could talk on and on about this particular type of treatment, but my point is that there are some interesting and positive things being done to help treat our veterans for things like post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injuries. But I want to switch gears for a minute, and I want to ask you something. What do you know about Veterans Day? Do you even know when it is? It is November the 11th. Every year, it's November the 11th. Do you know why that date was chosen? Here is a little history about Veterans Day. World War I, which was known at the time as the Great War, officially ended when the Treaty of Versailles was signed on June 28, 1919. That date, June 28th, is significant in itself. But that would lead me to a whole nother show. But the Treaty of Versailles was signed on June 28th in the Palace of Versailles, outside the town of Versailles, France. However, fighting was actually ceased 7 months earlier when an armistice, or temporary cessation of hostilities, between the Allied nations and Germany went into effect on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. For that reason, November the 11th, 1918, is generally regarded as the end of the war to end all wars. But actually, I'm going to digress for a minute and go back to that June 28th day. Because it was on that date, June 28th, 1914, that the catalyst for World War I took place. That's when the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, the heir to the Austrian throne, was assassinated in Serbia. The war, World War I, did not start until August. But on June 28th, that's when the assassination took place, and that was the catalyst for what was then known as the Great War. Now, President Wilson proclaimed November the 11th as the first Armistice Day. The observance of Veterans Day not only preserves the historical significance of the date, but helps focus attention on the important purpose of Veterans Day, which is a celebration to honor American veterans for their patriotism, love of country, and willingness to serve and sacrifice for the common good. So, it's a celebration to honor our veterans, again, for their patriotism, for their love of country, and their willingness to serve and sacrifice for our common good. So now you know. Now, there are many, many medical issues with our veterans. It would take a good number of shows to talk about each and every one of them. So I want to narrow it down to mental health issues, in particular PTSD, or what I mentioned earlier, post-traumatic stress disorder. We'll talk a little about depression and even traumatic brain injuries, although this last one may not be classified as mental health. There are four kinds of deployment-related stress problems. These are combat operational stress reactions, adjustment disorders, acute stress disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm going to tell you briefly about some of the research going on in this area, particularly with PTSD. Here are some examples. Prolonged exposure therapy. VA researchers found prolonged exposure therapy, in which patients are helped to recall their traumas in a safe, controlled environment, to be more effective than supportive counseling that does not involve trauma recall. There's something else called virtual reality simulations. These are computer-generated environments. They simulate the sights, sounds, sensations, and smells of feared situations. And therapists use this technology to work with patients to change the negative thoughts, feelings, and behaviors linked to traumatic events. Guided imagery. This is a technique that involves relaxation and mental and visual techniques. From this, audio programs specific to PTSD are created for the patient to use at home. So there's some really, really good stuff going on in the area of PTSD. Really some great therapies. Now, I'm going to take a break, and we're going to come back. We'll be gone for about 2 minutes, and when I come back, I'm going to bring my guest on. I have a special guest on today, and we're going to talk to her about veterans and the military and the American Legion. So, hang on for a couple of minutes, and we're going to be right back.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you looking to lose weight, gain lean muscle, improve your endurance? We offer no quick fixes. We do offer healthy fixes and the opportunity to change your life. Health Strategies for Life, LLC offers personal training in the privacy of your home, nutritional counseling, and wellness coaching in person or by phone. As a certified cancer exercise trainer, Rick also works with cancer survivors from diagnosis through treatment and beyond. Call us today at 928-848-0002 or visit our website at www.healthstrategiesforlife.com. change is challenging, but it's not impossible. In fact, it can be exciting and certainly rewarding. Let us help you become the person you were meant to be and the person you want to be. Whether it's health-related, work-related, or an area of life you want to change and improve on, wellness coaching might help you get there. You can reap the rewards of your best life now. We'll help you develop a fitness plan, set goals, or find and maintain motivation. Call us today at 928-848-0002 or visit our website at www.healthstrategiesforlife.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Good Health for a Great Life with Rick Barnabeau. To participate in our show this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to rick@healthstrategiesforlife.com. Now, back to Good Health for a Great Life.
Well, welcome back, everyone, no matter where you're listening at. And you could be listening anywhere in the world, so hope you are. And this is Rick Barnabeau. My guest today is Commander Judy Beischel of the American Legion. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Judy before I introduce her. Judy enlisted in the Coast Guard in 1973 and trained in Yorktown, Virginia. She served at the Oswego, New York Coast Guard Station and later served out of the Phoenix Unit, where she worked on the small boat operations search and rescue teams. She received meritorious service and expert marksman ribbons and qualified as coxswain on 30 and 41 foot boats. She attained first class boatswain's mate before her honorable discharge in 1980. After discharge, Judy worked for U.S. West Communications and was able to organize the special service technicians to wire the Phoenix VA hospital for the PT Phone Home project, which provided phones in every patient's room. And that is just terrific in and of itself. And interestingly enough, she also received U.S. West Theodore Vail Life-Saving Award for administering the Heimlich maneuver. She retired after 34 years of service. And Judy's bio is quite long. I want to tell you here that Judy is married to her husband, Jim. She has one daughter, Melissa, two stepdaughters, Julie and Jen. And between them, they have a granddaughter and three grandsons. They range in age from 1 to 6 years of age. And I have a note here, they are all card-carrying members of the American Legion family. Commander Beischel, welcome to the show today. You have quite an impressive biography.
Thank you, Rick. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you on. You know, in reading through this bio, and there's so many other things I can add here, but I want to ask you, and I ask all my guests this question in regards to whatever it is they may be doing. And in your case, let me ask you, what was your motivation for joining the Coast Guard or military in 1973?
Well, I actually worked for the phone company at the time, and I worked with a man by the name of Don Waldron, who was a chief in the Coast Guard Reserves. And we were at a period in time when the Coast Guard was trying to get more females involved. And I owned my own boat at the time and loved being on the water and boating. And he just thought, since I owned a boat, I should be a part of the Coast Guard. And I signed up for my first tour and loved it, so I stayed for a couple more.
Well, all the boat owners out there, are you listening to that now? That's great. Now, did you have any family members, Judy, that were in the military?
I did, actually. My grandfather was in World War I. He received a Purple Heart.
Oh, fantastic.
And then my father and both of his brothers and my mom's brother were in World War II. My dad is still with us. He will be 93 this August.
Oh, and, terrific.
They were all in the Army. We did lose my dad's one brother, Bob, in Normandy on June 6th, which was the longest day. And so we're coming up on the 70th anniversary of that this June.
Oh, that's incredible. You know, Normandy, and I'm sure that our listeners are familiar with that invasion. And as you say, it's been noted as the longest day, June 6th, and there's been a number of films about it. One titled The Longest Day, of course, and then there's the great film, which I really like, Saving Private Ryan.
An amazing
movie. And I think that everyone should see both of those films and read as much as they can about that era of World War II. And it gives you a whole another perspective and an appreciation for what these brave men and women have done and gone through.
It does. You know, when I saw Saving Private Ryan, I thought, you know, God, that could be my uncle depicted there, because there were so many of them that, you know, when they got off of the ships and they never made it to shore. So it really kind of hit home.
I can only imagine. You know, I did not have a relative that of course died on June 6th, but to have one that did, I can only imagine. I want to ask you a little bit about the Coast Guard. You know, the general public usually doesn't hear much about them and their mission. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think that the public's becoming a lot more aware of the Coast Guard recently with some of the TV shows that are on and the shows that are on the History Channel, and it's really depicting a lot more of how active the Coast Guard is today. And even you know, recently we were in the Caribbean and there's a Coast Guard ship sitting there, and I was speaking with somebody the other day, and they were saying that even over you know, in Iraq and Afghanistan, that they've got Coast Guard over there, and they said, you know, it's landlocked. What are they doing over in Kandahar? And, you know,
yeah, right.
But the Coast Guard's there.
Amazing. And primarily, their name says what they do. They guard our coasts. That's mm-hmm. right. And they also do drug interdiction?
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our motto is Semper Paratus, always ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Always ready, yeah, that's for sure. Now tell me, what was the most rewarding thing for you about serving in the military?
I think there were a lot of things. Just some of the people and the memories, and then, for one thing, it's what made my eligibility in the American Legion. And that has been so important in my life, especially over the last 12 years that I have been very involved. And it's just a real good feeling to be able to help our veterans and their families. And that's what we say about the American Legion family. And the American Legion is veterans still serving veterans. That's pretty much our motto. We've got, you know, our four pillars of the American Legion that are Americanism, children and youth, veterans, rehab, national security, and our people give, our veterans give just hours and hours to help with the VA hospitals and volunteer. It's, you know, the American Legion is the world's largest veteran service organization. Nationwide, we have got over 2.4 million members. Wow. And here in Arizona, we have over 40,000 members, and we have very active posts that just do so much for not only our veterans, but our children. There are so many programs that we assist in, and most people have probably heard of Boys State and Girls State, which is like a week-long program for our seniors. It's between their junior and senior year in high school, and it teaches them all about our county and state government, and it actually gets a lot of young people into the government, as well as teaching them patriotism, and they make some lifelong friends, and it looks great on a resume to see that a young student has gone to Boys State or Girls State, because it really gives them a plus in the job market.
You know, I have to confess, I was not aware of that. And they call it Boys State and Girls
Boys State? Yes.
And are these programs actually taught in schools, or is it just something separate that the American Legion does?
They're actually selected from every high school in the state. And
wow.
We take about 300 boys, and they go up to NAU in Flagstaff the first week of June. And then we have about 300 girls that are down in Tucson. And they actually go right on the college campus, and they stay there for a week, and they do some great projects, and they really bond. And it makes such a difference when you see them come out of this week after seeing, you know, the reaction when they first start. You know,
sure.
I mean, they'll be at the end of the week, they're not only putting the flag at full staff in the morning and taking it down at night, but they are looking on the computer for patriotic poems about the flag, and they're standing there at attention when they do the Pledge of Allegiance, and they're just a world of difference from when they get there, and they really don't have that patriotic attitude because they don't know.
Sure, sure. I love it. Now, is this something that happens in every state, or is it just here in Arizona?
Every state.
Every state. That
yes.
is. That's a terrific program.
And it's run solely by the American Legion, and then the American Legion Auxiliary runs the Girls State. And then we also have, in fact, this weekend is our state finals for our Oratorical Scholarship Program, which is another program that is run countrywide. And when we're doing our state finals on Saturday, and then the first person winner will go to Indianapolis, and they compete nationally, and they do an 8 to 10 minute memorized recitation of some portion of the Constitution. And then they will take, they have no mics.
Wow.
And they stand on stage and do everything by memory. And after they do their original speech, then they select one of four topics that pertain to a resolution, and they do another 3 to 5 minute speech on that they only have 5 minutes to prepare for. So they really have to have a knowledge of all four of the topics. And the top prize for the person that wins at national, the first three places pay $18,000 for first place, $16,000 and $14,000 for third place. So
oh
it's
gosh.
A really nice scholarship for the kids, and
it's,
you know, just,
it's great.
Just
I mean, that sounds like an absolute terrific program. Now you say that the American Legion selects these students, but what if somebody is listening, and you know, a student, and I said, wow, this sounds pretty amazing. I would like to be part of this. Is it something that they could apply for, or what? Is there anything that they could do to maybe get involved with that?
Very definitely. And they can actually go on our national website, that's legion.org.
Legion.org, okay.
Uh-huh. And there's links for all of the different scholarships and the oratorical scholarship, for example. Actually, they can start as early as their freshman year in high school, and they can compete through their senior year. So if they try it as a freshman and, you know, they get an idea of what it's like, they can actually compete again in their later years in high school, so that they become more familiar with the process. And I actually had a young man from my American Legion post in Fountain Hills that took first place about 3 years ago. So he went to Indianapolis to compete, and we were very proud of him.
I guess you would be, absolutely. Wow, that is an amazing program. And you know, these students have to be really sharp. I mean, to be able to stand up, you know, on a stage like that is just hard enough in and of itself, right? Is it for anyone, especially if it's a young person. And then here they have to talk and know their subject in and out. That is a terrific program, and I'm glad you told me about it, and I'm sure a lot of other people were not aware of that.
It's amazing, and when you hear these young people, you think, boy, our country really is in good shape when you see these kids that compete for these kind of contests. And another thing that we do is we have an American Legion Law Enforcement Career Academy that is actually a one-week camp. And it takes boys and girls from the age of 11 to 18, and they actually go up north for a week, and they work with the police department, and the cadets come out of there, and their parents don't even recognize them. And most of the kids that go, they want to go back another year, and many of them go back as instructors or helpers after they have gone through the program. And that's just another amazing program that, you know, they can find out more about that on legion.org also, or they can contact a local post, because most all of the posts can give you information on Boy State or Alika or the oratorical, and, you know, and get some of our young people involved in that type of thing.
That's terrific, and it sounds like that would be a great, I mean, if anyone had an interest, any of the students were thinking about getting into law enforcement as they got a little bit older, that seems like that would be a great precursor.
Yeah.
To doing it, and that experience would just be incredibly invaluable. Judy, I'm going to ask you to hold on for a couple of minutes here. I'm getting a signal for a break coming up. So if you'll do that, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Change is challenging, but it's not impossible. In fact, it can be exciting and certainly rewarding. Let us help you become the person you were meant to be and the person you want to be. Whether it's health-related, work-related, or an area of life you want to change and improve on, wellness coaching might help you get there. You can reap the rewards of your best life now. We'll help you develop a fitness plan, set goals, or find and maintain motivation. Call us today at 928-848-0002 or visit our website at www.healthstrategiesforlife.com.
Are you looking to lose weight, gain lean muscle, improve your endurance? We offer no quick fixes. We do offer healthy fixes and the opportunity to change your life. Health Strategies for Life, LLC, offers personal training in the privacy of your home, nutritional counseling, and wellness coaching in person or by phone. As a certified cancer exercise trainer, Rick also works with cancer survivors from diagnosis through treatment and beyond. Call us today at 928-848-0002 or visit our website at www.healthstrategiesforlife.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to Good Health for a Great Life with Rick Barnabeau. To participate in our show this week, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to rick@healthstrategiesforlife.com. Now, back to good health for a great life.
And we are back. This is Rick Barnabeau, your host, and we're talking with Judy Bleichel from the American Legion. And Judy is a retired from the United States Coast Guard, and we've been asking her a lot of questions. She's been telling us a lot about the American Legion and some of the great things that that organization does and is involved with. And I'm going to get back to some of that, but I wanted to ask Judy, in her opinion, what does she think the biggest issues our veterans are facing at the moment?
Well, a couple of different issues. Of course, the post-traumatic stress that you talked about and the traumatic brain injury, actually the American Legion is currently doing an online survey, and they've already had 3,000 veterans taking part in it. It's just running for the month of February. So if we've got listeners out there that have experienced PTSD or TBI, and if they have gotten treatment, we'd love to have them take the survey before midnight tomorrow so that they can let us know how the treatment worked or what needs to be changed, what didn't work, because the American Legion has been very active in trying to work with the Veterans Administration and the VA hospitals to improve some of the treatments that we have for PTSD. So that's one of those online surveys that they can get a link to right from Legion.org also. Go on Legion.org, and they can take the survey up until midnight tomorrow.
Okay, so any vets out there who have had treatments for PTSD, you can go to Legion.org and go on their website, and there will be a link there to take the survey, and you can do that, as Judy said, up until midnight tomorrow.
And, yeah, even if they haven't had treatment,
okay.
we'd love to have them check in and take the survey and see what we can help them with.
That's terrific. That is terrific. What can the public do, Judy, what do you think the public can do to become more involved with helping our veterans?
Well, we have a lot of the public that, I guess, I'd have to say just by being a member of the American Legion helps our veterans. In fact, I tell people that even if they never walk in to an American Legion post, just by belonging to a veteran service organization such as the American Legion, part of their membership dues, which are very reasonable, it's like $30 to $35 a year at most posts, and part of that money stays here locally in our communities to help our veterans and the children of veterans. So those are some of the things that they can do. You know, a lot of people will say, well, you know, I don't live real close to a post or we don't go out that much. that's not a requirement. You know, they don't even need to have a beer. They just, by being a member, they help us to preserve our veterans' benefits. And like next month, for example, our leadership will be going back to Washington, D.C. and talking with our legislators, and we go back and try to fight for our benefits, to keep the benefits, because it seems like more and more our government keeps trying to cut veterans' benefits. And
well, I wanted to ask you about that, Judy. You know, it's been in the news a lot lately, and I did want you to comment, if you wanted to, about that, because it is a concern. It's a huge concern, and I know that I had told you off the air earlier today when we spoke that I didn't think our military was particularly well paid, and that is my opinion. excuse me. And to read and hear about benefits being cut, including cost of living increases and things like that, I find disconcerting. And so you're saying that you're going to go back to Washington?
Yes, we'll be back there in March. And that's one of the things that our National Commander, Dan Dellinger, has been working very hard on also, is he says, you know, we can't balance the budget on the backs of our veterans. You know, our veterans, like you said, volunteered to go to war and fight for our freedom, and we guaranteed those veterans that they would have health care. And, you know, now when they come back, you know, with post-traumatic stress disorder or missing limbs, we need to be taking care of those veterans.
We do. We absolutely do. I couldn't agree with you any more than I do. I mean, we do need to be taking care of them, and we need to understand what they're doing for us, for our country, for our freedoms. And I talked about that earlier. And one of the things, you know, I was going to ask you this, and it's, you know, you just sometimes you listen to the news and you read things and et cetera. And sometimes I get the sense, and this might be just me, but that people have forgotten the tragedy of 9/11. And that concerns me. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do, because that happens to be my husband's birthday. And so for many years after 9/11, he wouldn't even celebrate his birthday because of the memory of it. And I just now with the kids in school, there's so many of them that weren't old enough to even remember 9/11, and we need to keep those kind of things alive so that they know what those people went through. And, you know, that's one of the things that the American Legion tries to do also they celebrate it as Patriots Day on 9/11, and that's partly to keep that information alive. And, you know, we like the parents to bring those kids to a patriotic celebration and explain to them what happened, because that's the only way we're going to keep those kind of things from happening again.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, I've personally commented to people that the news footage should be shown as part of our curriculum, even if it's a one-day curriculum in high schools. But I know that wouldn't sit well with some of our educators and even some parents. But that's just, again, that's just my opinion. That's a tough one, because I too understand what it is that you're saying about that. It's tough. Now, the American Legion is worldwide.
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. And oh, before I forget, I just figured this out. You said $35 a year to be a member of the American Legion. I mean, people, what are we talking here? We're talking about $2.92 a day? I mean, come on, or a month?
A month.
A month, yeah. $2.92 a month?
That's,
come on,
that's a cup of coffee.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's less than a cup of coffee nowadays. So certainly, I would encourage you, I mean, now that you know that you can afford it, and you can afford it, and you want to become a part of something that is so special and something that our country needs, that you need to do this. You absolutely need to do this. So,
and anybody that has served, you asked me earlier the difference in the VFW and the American Legion, and basically the American Legion was chartered as, we were chartered by Congress as a wartime veterans organization, but anybody that served even one day on active duty during a war period is eligible to belong to the American Legion. With the VFW, you had to be out of country to join the VFW, but with the American Legion, you only had to serve a minimum of a day on active duty during the period of war. And we also have an American Legion Auxiliary, which is not only the spouses of a Legionnaire, but it can be if you are a mother with a child serving in the military, or you can belong under a grandfather. There's a lot of different ways that they can be eligible and join. So if they have any question at all about eligibility, we also have a Sons of the American Legion, which is direct descendants of a veteran. And they can belong to the Sons, which my husband does, and he's active as the state chaplain for the Sons of the American Legion. So they have a great organization also. And we have an American Legion Riders organization, which has only been around for about, it actually was founded about 20 years ago back east, but it's been very active in Arizona for the past 10 years. We've got a great group of people that it isn't a motorcycle club. They are mostly professional people that mm-hmm. are motorcycle enthusiasts and they're veterans first. And they do a lot of charitable motorcycle rides to support just any number of our charities. One of the biggest ones they support is our Legacy Foundation. And when you spoke about 9/11, the Legacy Foundation makes sure that the child of anybody killed in the line of service since 9/11 is able to go to college, because so many children that are one-parent families can't afford to go to college, and this ensures that those children will be able to go to college. And
that is absolutely terrific. And I want everybody out there to go to legion.org, and I want you to take a look at this great organization and see how you can help our veterans. And I've got a list of things you can do as well. But I'm going to wrap up the show. This hour has gone really fast. And Judy, I want to thank you for being my guest today. You have been terrific. And even more so, I want to thank you for your service and all that you've done and what the American Legion has done for all our men and women who serve and who have served this great country. So I do appreciate you being here. And I hope to be able to talk a little bit more on this subject in the coming weeks. But thanks, Judy. Thank you very much for being here.
We would love to do that. Thank you, Rick. I've enjoyed visiting with you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Now, people, listen. Before I close it out, Let me just give you a couple of quick things you can do. You can volunteer. Disabled American veterans, you can go there and volunteer. You can volunteer as a driver. You can contribute. You can contribute to Wounded Warriors. You can package food, books, clothing, games to those serving on the battlefield. You can donate clothes to various organizations. There is a lot you can do. Just go out and do it, and do it without fanfare. Do it because it is right, and do it because it's just. Okay, come to the end of the show. So tune in next week for our show on addiction. And I want to leave you with this quote here. This is from the Greek philosopher Pericles. What you leave behind is not what is engraved in stone monuments, but what is woven into the lives of others. Until then, have a great week and stay healthy.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Good Health for a Great Life. Please join Rick Barnabo again next Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, for another edition on the Voice America Variety Channel. Now, make it the best week of your life.